HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Lloyd. Congratulations on your passing your general there. That was good to hear.
Really appreciate it. Now just got to work on getting the radio and a way to use that feature.
Don't rush it.
Oh, no. Yeah, my wife definitely won't allow me that, to rush anything like that. Well, one thing I did see pretty interesting today that I'm going to do a little bit more research on that would work out well in my situation, to where I saw a radio that actually has a remote feature to it that you can actually turn on. That way, have the radio base unit in one place and be able to do like a remote connection to it. That'll definitely would work out good in my situation. That way I could, because I truly don't have the means of putting a ham shack together. But if I had a radio somewhere else and then just use remote function of it.
Was that a Kenwood?
No, it was like, I think it was an Icom, one of the Icom radios. Yeah, because I know Kenwood's pretty much trying to get out of that, making ham radios.
Kenwood's had Sky Command on where you could operate them from a HT, or you could take operate your HF from your mobile. So that was a pretty cool feature. But I didn't know any of the Icoms had that.
We'll look at the DX engineering book again, because I saw it in there and then get that information to you. I thought it was pretty neat when I saw that.
Pretty neat, definitely. And if they got, well, never mind. I didn't know, like I said, didn't know any of the Icoms had that feature, but that would be pretty cool to have.
Yep, that way I could put the antenna and the ham radio upstairs and hide it, and then that way have the control part of it downstairs.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
KO4HKX, hope you're having a good day. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm having a fair day. My dentist had to reschedule my appointment, which didn't make me a happy camper. But just to let you know, both of you, that most any of the radios, the newer model radios with the proper software and equipment to go with it, accessories, you can remote them just about anyway. There are a lot of it. I know a lot of guys that do it. In fact, that Century Club net that I told you, we've got a guy that checks into, Patrick, we've got a guy that checks into that. He's located out in Arizona or Colorado, I can't think which, but I've worked him portable in 5 different states so far, and what he's doing is he's connecting to somebody else's radio equipment and that he's signed on to and was able to contact that way. But it's possible for you to set up your radios and work them from elsewhere, just as long as you've got a computer and a microphone and a key. If you're going into CW, you can do it from just about anywhere, as long as you get internet access, you know.
I think I'd heard some about that, somebody else mentioned it, but never looked into it too much.
Yeah, congratulations on your upgrade. I know that's always, when I did mine 30 some years ago, I was very happy to get my upgrade too, so that's always good, and get it along. But I'll let you two go back to talking, and I'll go back over here to what I was trying to do, which is set some stuff up on the computer for a net that I got to run tomorrow night if I feel up to it. Anyway, talk to you later. KO4HKX and the group, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Go ahead, Patrick.
Thank you for that information, and hopefully get your dentist appointment taken care of and get whatever going on there fixed. I know how that can be. But go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd.
Yeah, Rusty, I definitely appreciate the good information. So now this is where I'm going to pretty much start making notes on my paper to get, you know, get a radio and look into it and having it pretty much set up to where it's not, you know, impeding the look of my house, because my wife will definitely say that it's going to be a no-go putting taking over one of the bedrooms for the for a ham shack.
One thing, Lloyd, I'll tell you what, I know of a guy, and if I can remember his call sign, I'll get it to you or Patrick sometime, and you can look it up. His ham radio shack is in a closet, believe it or not. He set up everything else, set up his antenna in there, got him power in the closet, he's got him a shelf, got him a desk like in there. He had a closet that he could set it in, and he's got everything set up in there. He, when he wants to operate, he opens the door, slides the door out of the way. He's got one of these like barn doors on it, so you can slide it completely out of the way. He pulls his chair up to it, he operates. When he gets done, he shuts everything off, cuts the light off, slides the door closed. You don't even know it's there unless you know. And he's running wire antennas, and with those wire antennas up in the yard, most people won't be able to tell unless you got it painted a bright yellow or something that glows in the dark, you know?
Yeah, that is definitely going to be my plan to hide it from the HOA, so that way, and have definitely good reception. And we've got, there's three rooms upstairs, and definitely one of them does have the accordion closet doors, so that way, I'll figure something out.
Go back to Patrick, and I'll get back over here to what I was doing. I just heard you say that, and I thought I'd let you know that, because I've seen several folks that have built them in closets, and you never know they're there, because they've got the wire antennas are enough into the trees that you can't even tell they're there. So, talk to you both later. KO4HKX to take it. W2T clear.
Hey, Rusty, and good to talk to you. Hey, Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump out. I'm getting ready to cross the state line, and I'll lose the repeater. It's already getting pretty scratchy. But, again, congratulations on passing your test, and hopefully you get your radio soon and get that squared away. But, like I said, don't rush it. Take your time. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, please be careful. I'll talk until I talk to you again. KO4PXB.
N4IQ. AC4Q, AC4Q, N4IQ.
KP4, CPA, mobile.
N4IQ, mobile.
On the road, W2T sitting at home.
Bill and Rusty, I tell ya, I'm just hitting top drawer tonight.
You's in here too.
XB might as well jump on in here too.
Nice double. And I'll hello Bill, Phil, and everybody else that's in there. W2T. XB, go ahead.
KO4PXB jumping in the pool. How are you?
Pretty good. David, go ahead and pick it up since you started all of this.
I'm headed out to the tennis court, and so I just thought I'd throw him a call out there and see if there was anybody listening. I think I heard you say W4NGUs in there. Go ahead, Phil.
Now, I think what happened was that Bill heard me call on another repeater. And I was listening on 6-1, so I heard him mention me over here. So I flipped the transmitter over here. So that's how I got here. So let's just all be happy.
It's a party.
Well, it's good hearing you, Phil. So at least you made it over here. It may not be the repeater you wanted, though.
Good one. And David, how's your tennis going these days? I don't know. I haven't played. I didn't play any last week at all. I didn't play yesterday, so this will be my first time in a while. But anyway, I need to get back at it because, I need the exercise. I got my number 13, 19 strand, wire for my antenna. I got 150 feet of it, so I only need 135 feet, something like that.
Well, you're almost ready then. Yep, that's right. Number 13, 19 strand, copper clad steel wire.
Martin, about 175 feet of that over here that is coated, and I've got to get my antenna back up in the air, which I'll need about 157 feet of that. And once I find some help and start feeling a little better, then I'll be looking for some help. But right now, it's just kind of taking it easy, and because I had some major dental surgery last week, so it's bugging the heck out of me anyway. And good to hear you, Phil and Bill, and let's let Lloyd get in there. He's gotten upgraded, and we need let him get a little bit of air time here. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll be talking about all these antennas and putting radios up here shortly. I said definitely as KO4, HKX said definitely not going to be in a hurry and rush, and definitely want to be able to look into it and research it, and of course just not research it to death, because then you can talk yourself out of something as quick as you can talk yourself into it.
Floyd, the general.
Sir, I did. I missed one question. I misspelled my name.
Well, I'd be ashamed, but I guess that's as good as 100, so we'll let you in. Congratulations. That's a big step. Now you need to bite off the extra and be done with it. Don't wait for years like some of us did.
Took the test yesterday to see how bad I did, and yeah, I did pretty bad. I only got 12 right, and so I started watching the online YouTube videos for it today, and I'll definitely be taking it when I'm comfortable for that. I will definitely won't wait forever.
Test-taking mode, you might as well finish it out. It's not that bad. It's just longer than the rest of the stuff, but you'll see a lot of the questions that you saw in your manual or online or whatever you're doing. But it's not bad. You'll get there.
Yeah, like I said, it just take a little bit. Like I said, because my military unit... And it's definitely not possible to take it with them, but they're doing the extra class now. But it's from 5 to 9 every single day, and they're testing this weekend. I'm going, no. So due to the fact that, you know, I'd be sleeping out in the cold because the dog would be in the doghouse, and I would definitely be out in the cold because my wife would be beyond upset.
Hey, Lloyd, you know that W4EEY, Gary is going to be starting a extra class session, training session, starting right after the first of the year, I think it is. Isn't that when he's going to do it, Bill?
I know. But he's taught that course a number of times, and his presentations, videos, and everything are really good. Well, I am pulling in the driveway. I'll say congratulations, Lloyd, and just enjoy the fact that you got the general, did such a good job on it, but also just don't wait too long. But take your time. I mean, just enjoy general for a while. You can be studying at the same time, but you don't have to really stress yourself out about it. All right, I am stopping here. You guys have a good week, what's left of it. It was a part of it. I think tomorrow's supposed to be pretty nice, too. I hope so, anyway. 73s, everyone. And, Dave, good luck on your antenna. And everybody, just stay safe. N4IQ.
Boy, yeah. you have a good night. KB4CPA.
Good job, out. I got to go check on my supper, and I'll catch all of you later. W2T clear. Go ahead, Steve.
Do you think they were referring to you and me about going ahead and getting the extra?
I've already taken the class once, and I mean, and I was. This is before COVID. I was actually in the classroom. But Gary, as far as I know, unless he's changed his mind, he is going to be doing one on. I think it's either Zoom or something in January. He'll start. I think he'll start the extra.
In that class wholeheartedly, Lloyd, and congratulations on your general, boss.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, I've already received the email from Gary's that he is going to be offering the extra class starting at sometime in January.
Now, is he going to do that online or in person?
Through a Zoom session.
Uh-huh, okay. Good enough. Well, it's very much worthwhile. Well, I just wanted to say hey to both of you, and congratulations to you, Lloyd, and I'm going to jump out. I just spent the afternoon flying my RC plane with W4DJW. Or not the whole afternoon, but about 4 o'clock on, we've been in the air. And it was so nice out there today. Hopefully this rain won't wash us away. Y'all have fun. K4VWA, y'all carry on.
Well, you have a good evening. Glad y'all got the, get those planes out, get them up. Hopefully I can get my HF antenna back up in the trees here pretty soon.
NGU.
Bill, hey, I didn't know you were in there. I heard Bill, but I didn't hear you in there. I wasn't ignoring you, bud. I just didn't realize you were there. So, rub it in about the extra.
I'm lurking. And you popped in there, so glad you had some fun with your airplanes. I know you enjoy that.
Completely and totally relaxing. And, hey, I wonder if it's too late to get Lloyd to come on down to that DXA dinner. Well, hey, why don't you go ahead and mention it to him, and I'm going to go ahead and jump out, guys. Y'all have a good evening. See you, Phil. K4VWA clear.
An annual, the DX Association of South Carolina is another club in the area, and we're going to meet at Bonefish on Woodruff Road on Thursday of this week, 2 days from now. If you have an interest in coming, I can see if it's reservation only, if you have an interest.
Check my wife and see what her plans may be, and then I'll definitely let you know.
Well, just don't tell anybody I'm coming over there with Phil. And throw that in, big boy.
Because they won't seat you unless everybody's there. If they know it, ha-ha.
Put up on you.
Through this intersection at 11 and 14 can be kind of hairy this time of day.
Doubled up on you on that one transmission a little bit. Lloyd, did you copy all that over me?
The tail end of it about the not seating everybody, seating anyone if everyone's not there.
I think the only pertinent thing I said, Lloyd, other than that, was I think it's at 5 o'clock.
I will definitely let you know as quick as I can.
I'll jump out too, and David's probably at the tennis court by now. So enjoyed it. W4, never give up. Listening for everybody's final.
Traffic. Talk to you later, Phil. KP4 CBA.
It's KO4 PXB fixing to go inside and get the crumb snatcher from daycare.
Go
Boyd, I'm looking at Bob's email, and it's at 5:30, but he said that we get there a few minutes early, it'd be good, and that way we can all, I say we, I don't think I'm going, because I've got my grandson's, he's got a basketball tournament that night, and I'm probably going to be there all night for that. So anyway, but his email says 5:30 and get there a few minutes early. Best in here, KB4CBA. Lord, are you still in there?
I'm Snatcher, W4DJW. When are we going to hang that HF antenna?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I need to put the wire on the insulator and solder it and then cut me a 50-foot length and a 84-foot length and then I'll be ready, but that won't take me but about 10 minutes to do that. And, but anyway, and it'll be ready to shoot up in the trees.
And then when you're ready, I think we're supposed to get 2 inches of rain tonight and tomorrow, so that's probably not a good time to do it. But let me know when you're ready, and we'll get it up there. The warmer the day, the better, because the elasticity in the rubber bands works better when it's warm.
Well, yeah, I know it's going to rain tomorrow, and I didn't even sign up for the Wednesday tennis match because I knew it was going to be a washout. Unless they change the forecast tomorrow and Thursday.
I did get it up in the sky again, and so just let me know when you're ready. I'm at home, so I'm going to unload airplanes. KV4CPA, I think we're the only two left, W4DJW.
We'll get those planes unloaded, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CPA Mobile.
AN4TFW.
Let's see. Was it KN4TFW? Is that you, Ken?
How you doing tonight, David?
Yeah, just trying to get through some traffic here. Boy, really ran into some traffic there on Howell Road coming up to Pelham, going up the big hill there. And, but anyway, but we're moving along now, so I'll be at the, I should be at the sports club in the next 5 minutes, unless barring a catastrophe.
Even that part is terrible this time of day. Yeah, I'm just out in the field walking the dog right now.
Well, my goodness, so you're on a HT then, aren't you?
With a different little whip antenna on it, a 17-incher, so I hope it's working all right.
Good. I mean, you know, I couldn't even tell that you were on the handheld, so you're sounding good there.
What? 10-meter contest last weekend, and me and the grandson, he was tuning my radio for me, and he, east side of Africa, down low, and that, but we just couldn't quite get back to him.
I'll make sure I could bring the repeater up. Wow. I've made a contact or two in Africa, but I see it was on FT8. I'm not sure if I've done any contacts on sideband or not. I can't really remember. Dang, since my antenna's been down, I hadn't been on the radio in like 3 months or longer.
Yeah, my 10 meter isn't directional. It was just a hamstick, so I thought that was doing pretty good to even just pull him in.
My antenna is, it's more or less directional for, you know, for DX. It's, it does have a vertical transmitting aspect to it as well, but it's running east and west. Let's see, no, I'm sorry, north and south, so it's basically transmitting east and west, and so for the most part, but heck, I've talked to people in Canada, and I've talked to people in down in, you know, South America and Brazil and places like that, so you know, it does pretty good, north and south too, but it does better east and west. I've made contacts on FTA all the way into Japan, and let's see, I talked to a guy, and well, this was a couple of years ago, but I talked to a guy in St. Petersburg, Russia.
My mystery antenna in an inverted V, it worked really good. I couldn't complain about it, but then I had to have the trees cut down, so now I don't have no trees, so I had to go with something different.
To cut mine down, three of mine down, but they do support the antenna, so and they're all four of them are in a row, so that works out good. But the three that I want to cut down are sweet gum trees. They have those prickly balls, you know, and those things are, I'll tell you, they're awful. And you know, you just, they just pile up, and you have to, you know, get rid of them every year, and it's on the back side of the house, on the hill, and it makes it that much more difficult to get to them and do something with them. You can't really, well, I can get them out with the mower, but it tears the blade up, and I've got this blower that you can, it's also a vacuum, and I tried using it, and it tore the blades off of it.
And they're not very forgiving, and they take forever to compost. They don't just break down. You can leave them there in a pile for years, and they're still there.
Since we built our deck there on the back, it's, like I said, it's downhill, so they collect on the upper side of the deck where it turns and goes down to a different level on both sides, and so they collect right there in those corners, and so I've got a pile of them there, leaves and the sweet gum balls, so they're just sitting there waiting on me. I'm at the sports club here. I guess I'll jump inside and get ready for tennis. I think we're going to be indoors tonight for the clinic. But anyway, good to talk to you, and have a safe rest of the trip home. I'll clear out of here for your final KB4CBA.
Talk to you. Yeah, we just made it back to the house anyway, so it's perfect timing. So you have an awesome time playing tennis, and I look forward to catching you again. KN4 TFW 73.